You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The High Court has made a decision on your case against Auckland Transport. Can you explain what this case was about and what the final decision was?
So this case was about the Regional Land Transport Plan, which is a plan Auckland Transport issues every 3 years, setting out what investments it's going to make in Auckland's transport system. That plan must be consistent with the government policy statement on land transport. That policy statement calls for emissions reductions. It calls for the rapid transition to a low-carbon transport system. In that circumstance, you would expect this regional land transport plan to give some emissions reductions. In fact, it does the opposite. It would increase emissions by 6% by 2030. That date being the date by which Auckland Council itself has said we need to achieve 64% emissions reductions. So this plan is completely out of kilter with what the Council and the government say they want to do. And we think it's unacceptable in 2022 to have a transport plan that does nothing about climate change. So we challenged the RLTP on that basis. We said Auckland Transport had no reasonable grounds to be satisfied that this plan complied with the government policy statement on land transport. Unfortunately, the court disagreed with us. It took a very weak view of the government policy statement. It said it was aspirational. It said it had to be read as a whole, which sounds to us like feel free to ignore the climate change directives. And as a result, the Auckland Transport was found to have acted reasonably in adopting the plan.
Why do you believe it was important to challenge the regional land transport plan?
We think it's important because, well, not only are we living in a climate emergency, the council and the government have committed to taking climate action. They've issued policy after policy saying that they intend to reduce emissions, talking about how it's important we do so, and identifying transport as the main area where we can make significant impacts. So in those circumstances, for Auckland Transport to produce a plan which would increase emissions is just unacceptable.
What do you believe that the ruling and the plan and everything around this kind of indicates about what Auckland Council can and will do about climate change?
Well, Auckland Council and Auckland Transport can do a lot of things. There are a lot of levers they can pull to reduce emissions, particularly from transport. What they will do remains to be seen. They tell us they're going to do things. They issue climate plans. They make declarations. They talk the talk so far, they do not walk it.
What's next from here? Are there other avenues through which the council and Auckland Transport can be held accountable?
What we would like to see happen is for the next RLTP, which is going to be revised in 3 years' time, to make meaningful changes to the transport system to achieve emissions reductions. And if that requires the government to go back and revise its policy statement directing councils to do this using stronger language, then we would ask that that be done as well.
How much of an impact do you believe the RLTP has on transport in general? Is this sort of the main thing that dictates what will be done about transport in the city?
So the RLTP sets out all the money that is going to be spent in transport. And as we all know, if there's no money, nothing happens. So it is a very important document. This is the document, if the AT was serious about having a climate-friendly transport system, this is the document we would expect to see it reflected in.
The Mayor's recent budget, like climate budget, Phil Goff's climate budget, was said by many to be fairly ambitious, definitely more so than this plan in terms of addressing climate change. Why do you believe there's a discrepancy between Auckland Transport's plan and some of the dictates laid out by the council?
This is the million-dollar question with Auckland Transport. Why can they not implement the council's own plans? And why can the council not do more to require Auckland Transport to do so? It's a council-controlled organisation. Where is the leadership?
We have, of course, the mayoral election coming up pretty soon in October in Auckland, as well as in other parts of the country. How much of an impact do you believe this will have on the council's and Auckland Transport's plans in terms of addressing climate change and transport and so on?
Well, so far, the mayoral candidates have been disappointingly lukewarm on climate change. you know, almost talking down their commitment to it, that which is very disappointing. So, remains to be seen. But what is essential is that everyone who cares about climate change and believes we can have a better transport system needs to make that known to these mayoral candidates and known to the council.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.